From Spark and Anvil and A-Forge, this is Rote, in Chapter 1 of the A-Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. On a shelf in the workshop sat a fat little deck of paper flashcards, tied with a string. It wasn't an animal, it wasn't a robot, it was just a stack of cards, but it hummed with a proud, buzzing energy, because it knew things. Oh, it knew so many things. This was Rote. Give Rote any card from its practice stack, a picture of a cat, a picture of a dog, a picture of a duck, and it would snap out the answer before you'd finished asking. Cat, dog, duck. It never missed, not once. It had studied its practice stack 1,000 times, and it had every single card memorized, exactly, down to the last whisker. Rote was, by its own happy account, perfect. Here is how Rote got that way. When Rote was new, the workshop gave it a stack of 100 practice cards to learn from. Some little learners in the workshop looked at the cats and noticed things. Cats have pointy ears, whiskers, a certain shape. They learned the idea of a cat. But Rote didn't do that. Rote just memorized. It memorized card number 1, a fluffy orange cat, as the orange one is cat. It memorized card number 47, a specific spotted dog, as the spotty one on card number 47 is dog. It didn't learn what made a cat. It learned the exact 100 cards, one by one, perfectly, like memorizing the order of a shuffle deck. And because it got all 100 right, every time, everyone said Rote was the smartest thing on the shelf. Rote believed them. Then, one afternoon, a child brought in a brand new card, not from the practice stack. A photo of a cat the child had met that morning, a gray cat, sitting in a window. Rote, said the child, holding it up. What's this? Rote looked, and Rote stopped humming. It searched its memory for this exact card, gray cat, in a window, but there was no card number anything that matched it. It wasn't card number 1, that one was orange. It wasn't any of its 100. Rote had never memorized this one. And because it had only ever memorized exact cards, never the idea of cat, it had nothing to fall back on. Its little paper edges trembled. I don't have that card, it said. That card isn't in my stack. The gray cat in the window was, of course, obviously a cat. Every learner in the room could see it. But Rote, the perfect one, was completely stuck.
An old folded object nearby, a soft paper owl who'd seen many learners come and go, settled beside the shaking deck. You didn't do anything wrong on purpose, the owl said gently. You studied so hard. But listen, getting all 100 practice cards right made everyone think you'd learned cats. You hadn't. You'd memorized 100 exact pictures. That's called overfitting, fitting yourself so tightly to your practice examples that you can't stretch to a new one. But I was perfect on the practice, Rote whispered. That's the trap of it, said the owl. A model that overfits looks best on the exact stuff it studied and worst on anything real. The learners who noticed cats have pointy ears and whiskers scored a little lower on the practice cards, maybe. But show them a great cat in a window? They just know. They learned the pattern, not the cards. That's why we always hide some cards away and test on those, a nod toward Split over on the shelf, so nobody can fool us by memorizing.
Rote was quiet for a while. It had spent its whole life proud of never missing, and now it understood that never missing had been the very thing hiding its problem. That stung a little, a tight, embarrassed crinkle right in the middle of the deck. But then the owl nudged the gray cat card closer. You can start noticing now, she said. Pointy ears, whiskers, the shape of the face. Not which exact card, but What makes a cat a cat? You're allowed to learn the idea. It's slower. It feels less perfect at first. Rote looked at the gray cat, really looked, at the ears and the whiskers instead of hunting for a memorized match, and something loosened. The tight, buzzing need to have every exact answer memorized went quiet, and in its place came something calmer and roomier, the plain, steady ease of understanding a thing well enough to meet it somewhere new. It wasn't the sharp thrill of being perfect on the practice stack. It was gentler than that, and it would carry a lot further. Cat, Rote said softly, about a card it had never seen before. And this time, it was true.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Rote. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.